And that music means that now entering the studio is our web producer, Laura Conway. I do not know why I'm talking like this, but it sounds very important. And you are so important. And you have a very important and special guest with you, regular blog contributor, Summer Ash. Hey, Summer.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're so happy to have you here. Summer is studying, for those of you who haven't heard us talk about Summer, we do talk about you, only good things. Summer is studying astrophysics at Cambridge University in England, very fancy place. And she's responsible for some of the best science-related content on our very site. And we welcome her to our studios. You're just visiting New York? Why are you here?
No, I've actually moved back to the States to finish my PhD here. In the next couple months, hopefully.
Summer, this is Laura. Will you tell us what your PhD is on, what your thesis is on?
Sure. I'm studying local radio galaxies, which are galaxies that emit in the radio part of the spectrum, which you guys know about.
Sort of like us. We're a radio galaxy,
we know
right?
All about those radio
but if
waves.
If you look at galaxies in the radio, they're usually emitting due to active star formation or because they have an active galactic nuclei, which is a fancy term for a black hole in the center.
Okay.
And
that's
I'm
like
sort
we
of
don't
studying
have a segment.
That.
That's a black hole. That's what we call a black hole.
We in the normal world?
Yeah.
Call a black hole. Gosh.
So I'm kind of looking at the radio loud, radio quiet dichotomy, which means the difference in statistics between galaxies that we have that are really loud in the radio and ones that aren't. Because it's kind of thought that they're cyclical and they kind of turn on and off through their lifetime.
Yes, they do. Yes.
So, hey, Summer, did you listen in on our interview with our satellite spotter, our hobbyist?
I heard just the beginning of it, yeah.
What did you think? Did you have any? I should have asked you about a question. Did you have any questions from that?
Oh, no. I thought it was really cool. I mean, I don't really know much about that stuff, but I know that you can do that as an amateur and track that those satellites, and there is a ton of stuff up there to track, so it could keep you busy for a while.
It's kind of scary to think what's up there floating around that we have no idea about.
We have some
well,
video.
You probably
we
have
do
some
know.
Idea.
We know about a lot
we
of
know
things
about a lot.
Down to tiny sizes.
You know about a lot of things, I guess we should clarify.
Yes.
We don't necessarily.
We have some video coming on the blog later today from a guy who puts a video camera on the end of his telescope, and it's kind of amazing. Some of the satellites,
cool.
Some of the satellites you can really see, and others of them, I look at the picture and I think, I don't know what they're talking about. Even with help, I can't see it.
No. Well, as an aspiring astrophysicist, Summer, I mean, I've never met one, frankly. Have you ever met
I haven't.
An aspiring, or a real live one? How can I just ask you to give us a little bit of your biography? Is this something that you were totally interested in for a long time?
Oh, definitely. I'm not sure where I got it because my mom's in languages. But I've been looking up at the stars ever since I was little. I did reports on black holes in the solar system in elementary school and went to space camp.
You did? Space camp?
Twice,
cool.
Yes.
A two-timer.
I used to want to be an astronaut, but got a lot of, little bureaucratic these days.
Yeah.
And so I did aerospace engineering for a while and worked on a project for NASA and then went to the International Space University in Strasbourg, France for my master's.
Wow.
And got hooked on astronomy while there and decided I needed to go study that. And so that took me to Cambridge.
So when you're finished, what do you become? Do you teach in a university or do you go to a research
You
tank?
Can do all of those things, but I want to do science education and public outreach and really work to
Which you're doing
science,
right now.
Which I'm doing right now, which is so exciting. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And so I hope to move to New York, actually, and do some of that from here.
Well, I heard that you were wandering around New York with our own video
I
producer.
I will be right after.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take you to one of New York's finest restaurants, as she said, with her tongue planted firmly in her cheek. We picked a place to take you called Mars 2112.
Yeah, I think that's changed, actually.
Oh, we've
they
changed
don't,
that?
They don't want to have us.
No.
So it's back to the Hayden.
Oh.
We figured out a way to work with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to just be quiet.
Zip it. Anyway, we're going to take you out somewhere.
Don't want to cause any problems.
And Wynn's going to record you talking smartly about something in New York.
Radio galaxies.
Summer Ash, really nice to meet you. Thank you so much. And we know you brought us foodstuffs. You brought us, you
I
bake.
Did. I,
you cook too.
I follow the Twitter feed. I know you like food.
Awesome. We love baked goods. Thank you so much.
You're all welcome. Right. Thank
really
you
nice
so much.
Really nice to meet you. Look
it's
forward
to
hearing
here.
More of you on the blog.
And that does it for the BPP for this week. Thank you so much for being with us. We have some music from the darkness to send you off into the weekend. Stay with us all day and through the weekend at npr.org/Bryant Park. And we're a Twitter feed away, twitter.com/Bryant Park.
Hey, the Bryant Park Project is directed ably by Jacob Gans and is produced by Dan Pashman, Ian Chillog, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, and Pauline Bartoloni.
Our interns are Elsa Butler, Laura Silver, and William Hoffman.
Manoli Weatherall is our technical director, ably assisted by Manya Zuba.
Trisha McKinney is our editor. Laura Conaway edits the blog and the website.
Our senior super awesome producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Could you ever fall for me?